Refugees are welcome here. Refugees are welcome here.
Hundreds descended upon Legislative Plaza in downtown Nashville Monday night to show support for Syrian refugees seeking a safe haven in Tennessee. The rally featured moving speeches from refugees from Syria and other countries, people who could give their first name but not their last for fear of repercussions. We also heard from clergy, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim faiths, who shared words and a common call for peace and compassion. The crowd also heard from event organizer Hannah Fletcher Page.
At least 30 governors, including ours here in Tennessee, have asked the federal government to halt the resettlement of Syrian refugees and have asked us to turn our backs on people fleeing terror. And last week, right before they were able to come home to spend Thanksgiving with their families, the House of Representatives, including all but one of our Tennessee representatives, voted to essentially end the resettlement of Syrian and Iraqi refugees. And as many of you know, Representative Glenn Cassada has taken this conversation to a dangerous new low by calling for the rounding up of Syrian refugees. So we know that these are misguided, knee-jerk reactions that are going to put our state on the wrong side of history. I will say there are several representatives here today who have spoken out and against that and have called for us to uphold our values. And so I thank Representative John Ray Clemens and Representative Jason Powell who are here.
Hannah Fletcher Page says she's just a regular person who, upon hearing of the plight of the refugees, said she could not act. About a week ago, she threw up a Facebook page calling people to assemble.
Immediately, it was just shared over people who didn't even know it was me coming out and stating their support.
It was quite a diverse crowd. Moms, dads, and kids. Couples with dogs, groups from around town that are committed to social justice and helping the public and making a better world. Bobby Brucato of Tennessee for Bernie shared why he felt it so important to be at Legislative Plaza tonight.
I believe that this country is founded by immigrants for immigrants. It's based on a principle of freedom for all. It says on the Statue of Liberty, you know, give me your tired, your hungry, your poor. To turn away people is dead set against what this country stands for. My grandparents came here as immigrants. We're all immigrants in this country, so we have to reach out to anyone who has a need for safe haven.
Peter Burr, former chair of the Williamson County Democratic Party, explained his reason for attending the refugee rally.
I'm here because I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I remember all too well what it was like for the people of Vietnam as their territories were being overrun by either our forces or by enemy forces, and how devastating it was for all of those people. And I would hope that our country can welcome refugees with open arms. There's absolutely no reason in my mind to consider them to be a serious threat to our safety, given the extensive vetting process that's already in place. As I understand it, it takes at least 18 to 24 months for most refugees to get into the country, and they're vetted by all of our national security forces in the process. And quite frankly, I think that anybody from ISIS would be absolutely crazy to go through all of that in order to get into the United States. If they seriously want to get here, it's not going to be by being a refugee.
Tennessee for Bernie member Tim Sandgren said it was essential to be here today.
I'm just here to send a message to all the refugees, letting them know that we're not represented by some of our politicians or some of the louder more negative people, and that we welcome them and that we're not scared of them. How people can forget the Japanese internment camps, how we treated blacks, how we've treated, gosh, so many people in this country just with fear, and just saying, you look like this person who did a bad thing, you must be, your whole race must be that way. And I think that's a line of thinking that should be in the history books.
A petition is being circulated for people to sign, demanding that Governor Haslam change his position and allow Syrian refugees to come to Tennessee.
My name is Zulfat Suara, and basically what we need is for everyone to call their legislators and let them know that we are in support of bringing refugees to Tennessee, and they need to do it now before they come back in session. So if they can go meet them at home while they're on break, I will even suggest that. There is a petition that people are signing. We want them to sign. There's also a sign-on letter that we're asking people to sign on to the governor, saying, look, we are Tennesseans, we want this, and we need you to do that.
Compassion over fear was the watchword of the night. Signs called for people to show empathy, altruism, compassion. Many referred to the Christmas story of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus being allowed room to sleep in a stable because there was no room in the inn. Will that be the fate of refugees in Tennessee, being shut out and left in the cold? If these protesters get their way, that will not be the case, and the refugees will be given welcome. Hannah Fletcher Page says that must be the case.
It is such a humanitarian issue. It is such an American issue that we welcome the stranger, welcome the immigrant, welcome the refugee, because we were once strangers in this land.
In the shadow of the Tennessee State Capitol, the throng stood proud and stood strong as they sang to welcome the refugees home. The message was loud and clear at Legislative Plaza in Nashville Monday night. Say it loud, say it clear. Refugees are welcome here. From Legislative Plaza in downtown Nashville, I'm Natalie Davis, Grateful Dread Public Radio News.